to what has been dead for 5,700 years. There's now 500 radioactives we left, and 500 nuclei or non-radioactive. When it's been dead for 11,400 years, how many radioactives are left? Let's quickly check. Dead for 11,400 years, the half-life is 5,700. How many radioactive nuclei are left? 125, 250, 375, or 420? Answer? Because here you had 500, another half-life goes by, half of those 500 decay. So now you've got 250. Radioactive, 750 non-radioactive. So look at the proportion of the total. The radioactives over the total. Here it's 1 per 1. Here it's 1 per 2. Here it's 1 per 4. So you see that the fraction of the total that are radioactive is declining. And that means that the decays per second is declining also. So you take a piece of material, you find out, you know, you have to know the size of the material and so on. You know how many decays per second it would have if it were alive, fresh. You count the number of decays per second it actually has. You find out how many half-lives have passed since it started out.